Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the 10th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Centre in Dola in Zambia, producing and presenting this programme. In the Gospel today we see that Jesus is in trouble with his family, who think he is mad. And also he is in trouble with the Pharisees and Jewish authorities. We can understand Jesus' family would be worried about him. After all, he had left his business, which was carpentry, and became a nomadic preacher. He was living a dangerous life and becoming in conflict with the authorities of the Jewish state at the time. These are no people to be fighting with. They had the power to kill you. So the family knew that it was inevitable that he would clash with the authorities, and so it would have very bad consequences. And then we see the people that Jesus has as friends. A tax collector who was in cahoots with the Romans, the colonists at the time. He was collecting taxes from the people, but they said he had been converted. Who knows? There was a rabble-rouser among his friends, and simple folk like fishermen. This was worrying because it didn't seem that Jesus, a young man, was doing any favours to his career in this life. And obviously, the family of Jesus did not understand or even believe that he was the Son of God. He has shown himself indifferent to society. He did not care what people would say about him, and particularly he didn't care what his family thought. This is the essence of the life that Jesus was living now. No security, and not very safe as regards the authorities, and depending on charity for existence. In a way, this is the motto of the Christian as well, because he is willing, the true Christian is willing to risk all for the sake of the gospel. So what are we learning so far from today's gospel? We are learning that to be a true Christian, there must be risk involved, a lot of insecurity. Many people have done this in their lives and have done good in our history, and they have been ridiculed mostly, laughed at, and punished severely. These challenges can force one to stop doing and saying what is right. One such person was St. Thomas More, who was beheaded on July the 6th, 1535, because, guided by moral principles, he refused to accept King Henry VIII as head of the Catholic Church in England. His conscience led him to disagree with Henry, and his actions would cause him to be labelled a traitor, which was to lead inevitably to his death. He was Lord Chancellor, the highest-ranking traditional minister among the great officers of state in England. Disregarding the loss of such power and the loss of his own life, his decision to oppose King Henry VIII serves as a timeless example for us all and an encouragement in following Christ right to the end. His legacy encourages us to prioritize truth, uphold moral principles, and serve with grace. On his execution, he was reported to have said, "I die the king's good servant and God's first." Pope Pius XI canonized More in 1935 as a martyr. Pope John Paul II in 2000 declared him the patron saint of statesmen and politicians. Now, most of us listeners, please God, won't have to risk security or become a vagabond priest or preacher or minister and have to challenge authority to the point where they will want to get rid of us. We remember those in countries where people are not free, especially in their religion. However, there is a challenge for all of us to do what is right, to condemn and avoid sin in any shape or form. The ways of the world, most of the time, behave and speak without gospel values. And those are: do not kill, love your enemies, and that includes don't have revenge or hatred. Don't steal, bear false witness. Don't be corrupt. Don't embezzle. Don't fornicate. Be pure in life. Edmund Burke, an Irish philosopher, once wrote, and it is debated if he did write it, but this is the quotation, and I quote, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." End of quote. Whether he wrote it that way or what, it is debated hotly, but definitely that sentence bears truth. We can exist quietly doing the right thing, though. We don't have to be preaching all the time against evil. Evil that seems to be acceptable now, in our day, namely abortion, embezzlement, unfaithfulness in our marriages, unfaithfulness to the vows as religious people, unwillingness to advise, instruct, and correct our younger generations present in our Christian communities. These are some of the big challenges, like the challenges that Christ had today in the face of the Pharisees of the Jewish faith. There are times when we need to stand up for what is right. We may need to write letters, speak to our local representatives in government of our society, to give advice to younger generations and our children about life, morals, and decency, and above all, to look at ourselves to see where we need to be strong and upright Christians. If we look at these challenges, we see that today we have to struggle with being brave and being outspoken. Usually it takes a big dramatic event or grave injustice to spark people on to do the right thing. There is need for us to keep praying always for the strength to be wholesome and upright Christians. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Centre in Dola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you all the best for this Sunday, the 10th Sunday of the year, and for the whole week ahead.